May the words of my lips and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Four candles. That's all right. I know the age of the people who are chuckling. Four candles. I can remember back about 40, 50, maybe a little bit more years ago, in the early days of Blue Peter. That was the first time I ever saw an Advent ring. It was made of red candles, supported on coat hanger wire, decorated with homemade holly leaves, and all they said about it was that 4 weeks before Christmas, you lit one candle. 3 weeks before, you lit two. 2 weeks before, you lit three. And the week coming up to Christmas, you lit all four. In those days, I don't know if you remember this far back, but in those days, I never saw an Advent ring in church. And nobody told me what the four candles were for. Nobody knew who invented it or where it came from, but now I know and I can tell you. Before Christianity, peoples like us in the northern reaches of Europe used to make wreaths of lighted candles during the cold, dark December days as a sign of our hope that one day the warmth and the bright days of spring will come back. In some places, prayers were offered to the pagan gods, especially to the pagan god of light, to turn the wheel of the earth back towards the sun, to lengthen the days and bring back the warmth. And when the Christians came, of course, they gave added meaning to this old custom, and the meaning was something like this. The first Advent candle? Yes, any luck. Very good. The first Advent candle lit, as we have today, 4 Sundays before Christmas, is called the candle of hope. We light this one, and when we do so, we think of those peoples who believed even before Jesus came. They didn't know what he would be like when he came. But they did hope for something better than the dreadful things people of their times believed. The old gods were frightening. And people used to offer them sacrifices to keep their anger at bay. Those people who first used Advent candles before they heard about Jesus were hoping that God would be kind and loving. When Jesus came, born as one of us, that was totally good news. We believe that Jesus is very near to each one of us. If you told any of those people long ago that their God was very close, they would have been terrified. But when I say to you that Jesus is very close, we can be glad and confident. Our God is a good God, a God of love. Among those who hoped were famous people from our past, people like Abraham, who was the ancestor of the Jews and the Christians and the Muslims, and people like Moses, who led God's people from slavery to freedom. They believed and they hoped. Well now, when we come to light the second candle, lit next week, 3 Sundays before Christmas, I trust it'll all happen. I don't think I'm going to be here next Sunday morning, but fingers crossed. Now that hope still stays in our minds, but there is more. When we light the second candle, we think of those wise and amazing people who caught a glimpse of what Jesus was going to be like when he came. Amongst them was the prophet Isaiah. He was an amazing writer, and his writings are some of the best known and most encouraging bits in the Bible. You can see some of them on the screen now. There's a little bit there from Isaiah 40:31. Another translation of those same verses interprets his words like this. Those who wait patiently for the Lord to come will go strong again. They will rise up on eagle's wings. They will run and not grow tired. They will walk and not grow feeble. But then he gets something special. In the middle of an argument with the king, this happens. Then Isaiah said, "Hear now, you house of David. Is it not enough to try human patience? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore, God personally will give you some signs. The young woman will be with child and will give birth to a son. And people will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." People like Isaiah knew about Jesus before he came. He said this about the child he hoped for but never saw. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of his peace there will be no end." Well, then we come to the third Advent candle, the candle of change. This one is a challenge. It's a challenge to those of us who need to change the way we look at ourselves, to change the way we look at our lives. Just before Jesus was born, John the Baptist was born. He came to prepare the way for Jesus. He challenged people to be honest about themselves, to apologize for anything they'd done wrong, and to change and to make amends and to become better people as they awaited for Christ to come. He did this not to make people scared, but to make them more mindful of themselves. He wanted to present the Christ with a people who were ready for him. Would we be ready for him? We have to ask ourselves the question, are we the kind of people we should be, or do we need to make a U-turn? Yes, I did put the U-turn symbol up there, didn't I? Yes, or do we need to make a U-turn in our lives? It's a good question. And now the fourth Advent candle. It's like when you're getting really near to Christmas, your big Advent candle is right down to the last few days. Your chocolate Advent calendar has only got a few left in it. It's getting a bit exciting. And then, when it's less than a week to go for Christmas Eve, we light that fourth and last Advent candle, and we've got a proper fourth one up there. Look, we've got a pink one. Now it changes colour because it's actually getting more exciting. And this is called the candle of affirmation. I wonder what that means. Well, it means the candle of yes. It's called the candle of yes because Mary was not forced to become the mother of Jesus. She volunteered. One day she became convinced that God was talking to her. She pictured this as an angel coming to her house and greeting her. God was not ordering her, but asking her if she would be the mother of the Savior. And she volunteered. She said yes. If she said no, the angel would have gone to somebody else. But she said yes. I wonder how many he'd been to before. She volunteered. She said yes. In all the challenges of our lives, we will sometimes need to be courageous and bold, as Mary was. Even though she was scared, she responded to God's call enthusiastically because she knew that this was God's way of bringing love and healing and peace to the world, and so it was. Now, up until now, we've only seen the four blue Peter candles. The Christian ones have got a fifth one in the middle, big white one. The blue Peter Advent ring only had the four. I think the fifth candle was added by us Christians because everything that the four Advent candles stood for was leading up to something. And we needed the fifth and last candle to show that we know what it was that they were leading up to. In some places you will find decorations. You look around the shops and the garden centres. There are decorations all around. But how many of them have anything at all to do with Christmas? Have a look. In some shops you'll find snowflakes, but no Bethlehem star. You'll find fairies, but no angels. You'll find reindeer, but no ox or ass. You can find presents, but nothing at all about the best gift of all, the gift God gave to the world, his son Jesus. When Christmas comes, remember whose birthday it is and why he came to our world. We owe him so much. Let's not forget to take a moment to thank God for him. Amen.